Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.
Hi, Roland. I just want to thank you. This is Ophelia in Crestline, California. Thanking you for your message this morning. You know what you say about, you know, the drama and things that occur in families where the husband ends up climbing up or different things like that, what you mentioned. That's real. And so many of us experienced it. And so I'm saying that what you say is truly helpful for us to keep in touch with our Savior, the Rock and Redeemer upon whom we can stand. Thank you so much, Roland. God bless you.
Welcome to Shedding Shackles. Today's topic is Living Fully. And now here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
How many of you remember Ann Landers? Ann Landers was the famous advice giver whose column ran in hundreds of newspapers across the country. She said some things I kind of like. Here's a couple of them. She said, "Don't take your dog's admiration as proof that you're wonderful." Here's another one. Ann Landers said, "Make someone happy today. Mind your own business." And here's one I'll never forget. Here's what she said. She said, "Resentment is letting someone you despise live rent-free in your head." In fact, we're going to be talking about resentment on this program, all about resentment, but more importantly, what it is and how to let go of it, and by letting go of it, become free once again to love and free to be kind and free to be patient. So fasten your seatbelts. Here we go. Hi, everyone. This is Roland. Welcome. My goal is to awaken you to who you really are and to stop living the dream. Look, the dream, when we're kids, we have dreams. We dream we're going to be a prince or a princess, or we're going to be a mighty boxer or MMA performer or karate expert, or we dream we're going to be on one of those TV shows, and audience cheers, and you win. You know, we dream about that kind of stuff. We dream that we'll meet the prince or princess and then live happily ever after. So those are beautiful dreams, and they're okay when we're kids. But then as we get older, we don't have wonderful dreams like that anymore. More and more, our dreams become crasser and crasser and debased. And before long, we're dreaming about, some high or something or other that's not so good. We dream of making money and getting rich and lording over other people. Or we dream of finding a cure for our ailment, the ailments that came upon us by not living right. Or we dream of sitting under a banyan tree somewhere and sipping on a margarita. Or, you know, that sort of thing. So you can see how our dreams become less and less and less. But, you know, you kind of wonder about that. Most people start off as teens and young adults with lots of energy and principles. And they want to help people. And they have values. And then as they get older, they lose their values and they lose their principles. Some of them hang on to the principles, but they become rigid and judgmental. There you go, rigid and judgmental. Do you know anybody that's judgmental and rigid? Well, there you have it. But most people don't even become judgmental and rigid. They just become nothings. They vegetate, but it shouldn't be that way. You should be a Madame Curie, a Sojourner Truth, an Einstein, a Nikola Tesla, a George Washington, a Winston Churchill, a Margaret Thatcher, a Florence Nightingale, an Amy Carmichael, an astronaut. You should become a great statesman or stateswoman, or perhaps an honored and beloved grandma or grandpa with great wisdom. And people come to you from far and wide for your wisdom. Or maybe you could become a prophet, warning the people. Or maybe you could become a noble whistleblower. Or maybe you could become the discoverer of something that's useful for people.
Hi, my name is Ava. Are you feeling stressed out? Do you find yourself worrying a lot? Maybe Christian's stress management could help. Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo? Roland believes that meeting each moment properly could be the start of a whole new Christian life. Interested? Want to find out more? Why not check out Shedding Shackles with Roland Trujillo, which airs weekends on this station? You'll be glad you did.
Remember Ralph Nader? Does anybody remember Ralph Nader? Well, maybe he wasn't perfect, but you know what? The guy was fighting for the people. The guy was fighting for the people. So, you want to become something like that, but it's got to be what you were meant to be. See, not just imitating somebody else, not a pale imitation of somebody else, and not some kind of a fanatic, you know, where you become a, what's the word to use? I can't think of the word. You got to become yourself. But how do you discover what you were meant to be? Well, you have to look to your intuition. You have to look to your intuition. And what is intuition? Well, you don't even know what it is because you're so far from it. See, that's the problem. You fall away from intuition and you get lost in an Alice in Wonderland upside down world of thoughts and imagination, thinking and planning and scheming and daydreaming away. But the daydreams are not inspired daydreams. They're daydreams that are of seeking glory, seeking justification, proving something to somebody, getting over on somebody, giving somebody their comeuppance. They are getting something for yourself, you know. I mean, it is just amazing how greedy and selfish people become. It doesn't matter how much they have. The more they have, the more greedy and selfish they become. And yeah, your kids see it. Your kids see it. Nobody else sees it. They think you're wonderful. You go out in public and, oh, you give some money to this organization that's supposedly helping people, but basically, it's a big organization, and most of the money goes into the salaries for the big shots. See, and if they do help people, then it's not always really help either. So how do you help people? How do you help people? Well, first of all, you got to have a love for the people. You got to have a love for them. In the Bible, Christ said, hey, I know I'm going to talk about Christ, but look, if you're talking about math, who are you going to talk about? Well, it's got to be somebody, or physics, let's say physics. It's got to be Albert Einstein, somebody like that, right? If you're talking about, you got the idea. So if you're going to talk about the deepest and most important things in life, well, sooner or later, you got to hear what he had to say. And what did he say? He said it's all simple. There's a first principle. The first principle upon which you can build an entire life. The first principle is love God and love other people. It's that simple. And how do you love God? Well, you got to love other people. You can't hate people and love God at the same time. That's how you put it into practice. Others can see that you love God by the fact that you love people. And people also knew what you were. See? They knew what you were, or what most people are, and they see that you have something special. They see that you have something special, and they know that it's not from you, because they know you. You were just a little kid running around with a runny nose and throwing rocks and being naughty, and your parents had to scold you. How did you acquire something special? Well, it has to be from God. See, it's not from yourself. How did Einstein make his discoveries? He didn't figure it out himself. It was revealed to him. See, he discovered what was revealed to him. So you need to have some things revealed to you. So the basic, very simple, basic one is love God and love others. There you have it. That's even simpler. Love God and love others. That's it. You don't need to know any more. With that basic knowledge, it's like 1 + 1, and add another one, and another one, and another one, and you could build an entire life, an entire beautiful life, based on that one principle. You would have it in mind and go about your daily activities. And whenever something became too important to you, whenever you got lost in your texting or lost in shopping on Amazon, or you got lost in music or lost in a video game or lost in somebody's conversation where they're telling you all about what happened, something that happened to them, and it's usually something useless. They're gossiping about their brother or their sister or their coworker and what their coworker said. It's totally useless. Whenever you find yourself getting lost in that stuff, then you just pull back. You take a mental step back from your music, from your iPhone, from your so-called friends, from your food, from your drugs, from your shopping, from news, from anything. You just take a mental step back. And then the principle is there again, shining. Love God, love other people. So how do you love God? Love other people. And how do you love people? By not hating them. So now here's another, so you can take this principle with you now, and then you can go out into the world and say, okay, that's a good principle. I can see that it's good. So I'm going to put that into practice. And what's the first thing you're going to notice? The first thing you're going to notice is that you don't love people. You hate them. You judge them. You condemn them in your mind. You look down upon them. You get angry with them whenever they make a little mistake. You even get angry with your kids, little children. You get angry at them. So you don't love them. Oh, sure, you pretend. So then the next thing you're going to notice is that you pretend to love people. You smile. You feel guilty when you resent them and secretly judge them. And so then you're nice, say nice things or change the subject or do something nice for somebody to try to make yourself feel good. So you're basically selfish. See? And phony. Selfish and phony. Your kids saw it or they see it. Yeah, your kids saw it. What happened? They rebelled against you and they ended up in jail or on drugs. See, they were rebelling against you. People wouldn't rebel unless there was something to rebel against. All right. So you either became self-righteous, judgmental, and rigid. Remember? Judgmental and rigid. See, doing unto others what was done to you. Your parents were self-righteous and rigid with you, and so you're that way with your kids. See, you don't have any creativity at all. You become like the person you hate. See, you hated your mom when she yelled and screamed at you. You hated your dad when he was angry. See? So now look at you. You're the same as they are. So you not only don't have love for people, see, you become like somebody that you hated. So you not only hated someone, which you shouldn't hate anybody, but then you become like them. And then your kids see that, and they have contempt for it. See? And then you demand that they respect you. I don't demand that anybody respect me. Sure, you can honor parenthood, of course. That's what the commandment means. Honor parenthood. Honor motherhood and honor fatherhood. See? But if the person is not respectable, then you don't have to respect them. You can honor their station in life, and you can not hate them. That's it. Don't hate them.
Hi. You're listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo, putting the spirit back in spirituality for over 34 years.
We'd love to hear from you. If you have a question or comment, give us a call at 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851.
Do you have a friend or someone in your family who is stressed out and who you think might benefit from a little stress management exercise? Why not have them check out Sitting Quietly? You all know biofeedback for calming down and de-stressing. Well, that is what Roland's Sitting Quietly exercise is. Why not check it out? Just go to sheddingshackles.com and look for Sitting Quietly.
And how do you not hate them? Don't hate them and don't resent them. And don't judge them. What is hate? It's judgment and resentment. So don't resent them. So now you go out in life and say, oh boy. I wanted to love people, but I found out I don't love people. I hate them. I resent them. I judge them. I condemn them in my mind. I'm angry with them. I'm impatient with them. How can you love people and be impatient with them? You can't. All right. So you just have to see that. Now, some people, they see it and they don't care. Or some people see it and they like themselves the way they are. Or some people see it and then they make a lot of excuses and justify, well, the reason I'm this way is because they did that to me and they did this to me and they said this to me. See? So who do they love? They don't love people. They love themselves. That's right. They're selfish. Me, me, me. You didn't smile at me, so I hate you. Oh, I saw the most wonderful bumper sticker the other day. I was driving on my way to work. That's right, I work. I'm 74 years old and I'm still working every day. That's right. So I was going to work and I saw a bumper sticker. It was so sweet. You want to hear it? I'll try to say it. I don't know if I'll get it quite right, but I'll do the best I can. It said, I love you. You're probably thinking, I don't even know you. But if it's okay to hate without a reason, then it's okay for me to love. Isn't that nice? I like that. It's so nice. I like that. So there you have it. So don't hate people. Love them. Don't condemn them. Don't judge them. Some people say, well, I don't hate anybody. Oh, no, but you resent your husband. That's right. You resent your husband. He's not quite doing what you want him to do. You disapprove of some of the things that he do, and so in your mind you condemn him and judge him, and you judge your neighbor. So you see what I mean? So the first thing you got to do Christ said it. You can't hate other people, hate your brother, and love God. You just can't do it. So you have to let go of the judgment. See, but you'll only let go of the judgment if you're willing to. And to let go of the judgment means that you let go of self-pride. There it is, pride. This pride, it's an ugly thing, this pride. But you protect it. That's right. And how do you protect it? By judging and hating other people and pretending to be nice and fooling everybody and trying to fool yourself. So knock it off. It's that simple. So life is very simple. Love God and love people. Love others. I said it better earlier. I forgot how to say it. What is it? Love God and love others. Something like that. It's so simple. And you just go out in the world and you see that you don't. How can you love the Father you can't see if you hate the Father you can see? So if you resent your dad, that's right. And you've got plenty of evidence. Look, you think, well, my dad, he wasn't there for me, so I hate him. All right, he wasn't there for you, so he should have been there for you, but he wasn't. So you hate him, but you say, well, I don't hate him. No, but you judge him. See, you judge him, and you have a grudge against him. All right, now look at yourself. How about all the issues that you have? Where do all those issues come from? See, there has to be some sort of dysregulation in your life. And dysregulation is in the spiritual realm. That's where it begins, and then it goes down into everything else. And how can you have order and a bright, peaceful, orderly mind if you have resentment? You can't. So we're back to basics again. Love God. Love others. How do you love others? Don't resent them. So if you get serious about this, then all you have to do is go out in the world, and the first thing you're going to do is see how much you resent other people and how much you judge them. Some of you spend a full-time job a day. It's a full-time job just judging other people. That's right. So you want to get close to God? You want to find God? All right, then first thing you do is don't resent other people.
God gives you the power to wordlessly realize. You're probably looking to knowledge instead of to intuition. A meditation moment. I'm Jeremiah Trujillo. Problems start when you want to please people. They tempt you and promise you something, so you go along so you can get selfish advantage. Anytime you respond to temptation, you put yourself in a different state of being. Avoid becoming emotional, that way you won't lose sight of what's right. Find more inspiration for your day at SheddingShackles.com.
So, you want to get close to God? You want to find God? All right, then first thing you do is don't resent other people. Don't resent other people. And let it begin with your parents. Don't resent them. Look, they were just people. Look at you now. How are you doing? Well, maybe, so they were doing the best they could. Maybe it wasn't so good, but it was the best they could do. So don't resent them. Your job now is to, all this stuff, make it unimportant. Somebody doesn't say good morning to you, make it unimportant. You know, they didn't make your Starbucks latte or whatever quite right, make it unimportant. The boss gives you some extra work and then he doesn't say thank you, make it unimportant. the person at the office, you know, in the desk next to you, they spend time looking at, you know, shopping online and talking to their friends. Just make it unimportant. See, some atmospheres where you go to the average workplace, it's wall-to-wall temptation. That's right, it's tempting you. So now, do you understand what temptation is? It's tempting you to judge. See, it tempts you to judge. Oh, it can be so enticing. The things people do, the things they say, their sneakiness, their deviousness. But just remember, it's not really them. It's temptation operating through them. So don't hate the person. Don't resent the person. Just see that there's temptation there and just let it pass. Don't resent it. It's like they're offering you a great big giant piece of chocolate. There it is. Oh, you want to grab it and savor it. That's what the temptation is. Let it pass. Yeah, you'll feel a little bit empty, but only because you spent your whole life filling yourself up with resentment and judgment of others. When you let go of that, you're going to feel empty. Good, you should feel empty. Maybe in your emptiness, when you give up all this resentment and judgment toward other people, beginning with your father, when you stop judging him and all men, and there's an emptiness, and maybe God will fill the emptiness. Maybe he will fill the emptiness. He sees your willing. He sees that you want to be right. You don't know how to be right. You see that you're wrong, and you regret what you see about yourself. That you don't know what to do. That you just let go of the hate. You don't want to hate anymore. And you let your hair down. You're just a regular person. And stop trying to lord it over other people. Stop trying to prove everything. Stop trying to solve everybody's problems and meddling and everything. Just let your hair down. God sees that. And ever so gently, he will introduce himself to you, to your soul. It's so beautiful. Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise. I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener-supported. Thank you.
Shedding Shackles is sponsored by Roland Trujillo.